If you're one of those people who says, good morning, oh, come on, you can do better than that. Good morning.
Oh, the second one.
Just know everybody in that room hates you from that moment on.
Yeah. Totally.
And that's why on this segment, I don't say good morning. I just get right to it and ask what's on your mind. Starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Oh, man. Parenting has finally paid off.
Wait a minute.
It's been pretty rough up to this point, that's for sure.
I'm just saying, I have put in some work. The kids, they're getting a little older. They're 10 and 7 now. And we are on a, like, 4.5-hour flight.
Okay.
And they come around with a drink cart. And yes, Jose, we are in coach, because that's how our family flies. Just to set the stage.
Oh, so you have to pay if you want to drink?
Yeah,
well, the
exactly.
rest of the family's in coach. Brooke's up in the first place.
They're yelling to mom.
And the kids order their little Coca-Colas because they get so excited they're allowed to have pop on the plane. And they're sitting there reading, and they say their please and their thank yous because I would beat them if they didn't, right?
Oh.
You know?
No, you're a good mom.
Yeah.
Manners.
She wouldn't do it in front of everybody on the plane. Yeah. She would wait.
Then I go to order, and the flight attendant is like, oh my gosh, you have the most amazing children, the most polite kids I have ever encountered. Would you like a free glass of wine?
No way!
What have I just unlocked?
You got a free glass of wine because they were well-behaved children.
Because it's a long flight, they come through again. This time I'm like, okay, my parents are on the flight too, and they're sitting like 10 rows ahead of us. I go, can I buy my parents a glass of wine?
Yeah.
And she goes, your money's no good with us.
No what? Way!
You are that sweet family, and you just, I will get their wine too. And I'm like,
my
what?
God.
My children are getting my whole family drunk, and it is amazing.
Well,
so,
they are adorable kids, too.
So shout out. Cute. Mommy loves you.
I would feel terrible if I was the guy behind you that was like, one wine, please, and they were like, no. You're paying full price.
And that guy
price.
Has kids, too.
Sorry, your kids aren't
what the
special.
Hell? Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, last year, I got this credit from Hawaiian Airlines because I canceled a flight.
Okay.
And so it was time to use it. So thankfully, it was enough to cover a first-class flight to Hawaii, baby.
There you go.
I love how it's a credit that you already paid for.
But to me, it felt like it was a free flight. So anyway, I'm first class. I'm all excited. And I get to the gate, and right when I get there, they're like, okay, we're now boarding first class.
Good.
So I go up to the front lady because there's a super long rope, right? And if I walk around the rope to board, it's like 200 feet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, excuse me, do you mind if I just go under the rope and board? And the lady looks at me and is like, no.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh. Good thing I asked. No problem. I'm just going to go. And I'm happy.
But that young family with the mom, they can come right through the gate. Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm like, look, I get it. Let's not break the rules. I don't care.
Sure.
I walk around. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm happy.
Yeah.
So then, as I'm walking to the rope, I hear her make an announcement like, ding. Just a reminder, everybody, we are only boarding first class right now.
Oh, she thinks you don't
board. All other boarding will happen later. And I'm just like, yeah, idiots, you know, making my way to the front.
Yeah.
And so I turn the corner and I walk up and she's like, sir, we are only boarding first class.
Mm-hmm. And you're like,
and I go, I know. And when she sees the screen accept me,
oh God.
Her face, she goes, well, have a wonderful flight, sir.
That's terrible, Jose. I was
shocked, and I was offended. And then about halfway down the aisle, I realized, she's right. Like, I don't look like I belong here. I wouldn't do the same. I'm like a chubby guy in a t-shirt and a trucker hat that says Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. Can I skip under the rope? So anyway, I got first class shamed. I'm proud of it. I don't look like I belong.
That's good. I was
also in the last row first
doesn't
class.
Doesn't she know that you're always in first class?
No,
how
she
dare
doesn't.
She?
It's the Brooke and Jeffrey hat.
Yes. Yeah.
Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So I had a little dilemma lately because I wanted to go on vacation with my best friends, But I owe my grandma some money. So it seems like a bad look to take a trip when you're in debt to someone.
Yeah, that you love.
Yeah. So that's
why. Sounds like your grandma's in the mob the way you said that.
Yeah. Like, why do you owe your grandma money?
Yeah, it sounds like you're gonna get your legs.
It's just like
broken.
A car payment, anyways. It's boring details. But long story fair. Short, yeah. I'm gonna go on the trip anyways.
Right. Because sure. We all know you've already maxed out all your credit cards.
Exactly. Yeah. So I tell my mom, I'm like, hey, look, mom, you're the only person who's gonna know because I'm leaving the country. Someone should know I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's between you and me. I won't post nothing, okay?
Yeah, because we don't want grandma to see.
Exactly, because she will see.
You're hiding it?
Yes. Fast forward, I'm on the trip. Again, no posts about it, nothing. A few days in, and I get a text from my grandma.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I open it, and she says, Alexis, hope your vacation is fun.
No!
Assume it's a quick trip since everyone needs to work sometime.
Oh, that is a low blow.
Getting shaded by grandma.
A little passive aggressive.
And so expertly done.
No. Yeah. So I went straight to Venmo and sent her the money.
Okay, there you go. She liked it instantly.
She said, I remember. Anyway.
And then you were like, can I borrow that right back then?
Everything went on
not
a credit card.
Not good terms with the grandma right now.
Oh, wow.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
I just went to Vegas for a couple days.
Nice.
And you know when you're walking down the strip there, they have people on the street that hand out those little cards to different clubs and spots.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hey, come to like the Double Mint Hippo tonight. 30% off.
All the hottest ladies are here.
Yeah. Normally, I try to avoid those people. But for some reason, on this trip, nobody was offering me the little discount cards. And
Wait, I'm walking.
It's
a good thing, Jeff.
I'm starting to notice they would hand out cards to like four consecutive dudes right ahead of me. Yeah. And then they'd see me and suddenly they'd like pull the card down and turn away.
Was it because like you weren't cool enough or how were you feeling? Like,
It was bothering me. I was trying to think for why. It's either A, they thought I looked cheap. Probably because I also was wearing a Brooke and Jeffrey hat.
We have a common theme here.
Or B, they thought I looked too high end.
Oh,
that I was above the smut that they're offering. Or option C, there's a guy who already works at that nightclub that looks exactly like me. And they're like, oh, he already works there.
Oh.
That's the leather Luthario guy. Yeah.
Did you ever shout, what about me?
I'll do that next time.
Okay.
Or maybe get your kids to ask for one politely.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
So text in 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.